Melbourne United, who I put in the Perth Wildcats boat of maybe a little bit lighter on in the championship column than they should be, a little lighter on in the trophy cabinet. They got the win in 2018. They won a championship in 2021, out in the semifinals in 2022, beaten in an amazing series last year. It just feels like they need to get that third.
And they feel that way too, you know, I'm sure. Right from Nick Churlson, the outstanding CEO, right down to Dean Vickerman and the playing group. I think it's a team, I've often said this, that and a club for which it really is championship or bust every year. It's just, it's how they are, you know, since they came to be as Melbourne United, and the money and the resources that have been poured into that club over the years, you know, with every year the ultimate goal is to win a championship. Now, of course, you can say that about every team, right? But there's you have to be real about certain things. But this team it's a legitimate thing, that it is an expectation that they must win a championship, or, you know, be those, you know, or at the very least, not even, well, I say at the very least, I mean, it's more a case of, you know, sort of a minimum standard of getting to a final four or a grand final, championship series, as they call it now. So, yeah, I mean, it's something that they will have added motivation, clearly. And there's a few guys in that team that, you know, that we've become so used to being these great competitors year after year. But by the same token, time marches on and time waits for no one, as they say. So they're all a year older, the likes of Matthew Dellavedova, one of my all-time favourite players, Shea Illy, who's been just an absolute superstar for this league in so many ways, you know, one of the great defenders of all time and great floor leaders. And I still think he and Matt are probably the greatest defensive backcourt ever, and I've said that a few times. And then Chris Golding, again, I mean, what is he now, 35, but still one of the great shooters, a world-class shooter without a doubt, and another one who's a great competitor. You know, they've recruited very well. Yeah, they've had some big losses, clearly. Ariel Hakpoti, Joe Lualachul, and Luke Travers being the primary three. But when you bring in guys like Jack White, when you're able to get a Marcus Lee back into the program, you still have an Ian Clark, who's an NBL, an NBA champion like Dele is. When you've got some great talent, some up-and-coming talent like a Flynn Cameron, who I've got a lot of time for, you know, a good solid big in Kyle Bowman, a Ketchelier, who it's nice to see him elevated to a full roster spot, and then a great veteran sort of stretch the floor big in Rob Lowe, and then a Tanner Krebs, who can be a sniper from the outside. So they're certainly loaded. There's probably question marks over, you know, from an offensive standpoint, do they have enough scoring, which, you know, hasn't been a problem for them in the past. One thing they're going to do is play defense from baseline to baseline. They're a team that can really disrupt a club like the Kings, you know, and I do, and Perth for that matter. You know, when you can sick Dele on Bryce, or Shea on Bryce, you know, and sort of wear him out, you're never going to blunt his effectiveness completely. It's just, he's too good for that. But those are guys that can be physical with him. So that gives them a shot in any game, and particularly in sort of the bump and grind of a playoff series and a championship series as well. So if they're able to kind of slow the tempo, play at their pace, and really grind out games, then they're always going to be in championship calculations. It's just the way it is for them. Brilliantly coached by Dean Vickerman, whose record has been exceptional. You know, man's won three championships. He's outstanding. Jack White is going to be massive. And I think I talk about the scoring. I think Jack is the kind of guy that'll take that responsibility on and be more of a focal point at that end of the floor. We know he's a tremendous rebounder and defender, and he can get up and he can shoot the three. He can do so many things. Above all else, he's just a fantastic leader. I mean, this was a guy who was the captain of Duke University. Now, people tend to forget that. And has had a bit of a, a dalliance with the NBA and probably wants to get back as well, I'm sure. So, but in order to do that, he's got to have a big year. So I'm expecting that from him. My confidence level with them, as always, is going to be at the 9 range, but tempered by I maybe just I've yet to I'm not convinced about their overall scoring, whether they have enough. That said, they can scheme their way to a lot of points, and they can do it in a variety of ways. So just a great basketball franchise. They just are since day one.
Yeah, like obviously my confidence is high in United. I think, the pain of last year's grand final series loss to Tassie will drive them. My other concern is, on top of Matty talking about the scoring, is as good, and I get that Marcus Lee, has been in the program before, and that's fantastic, but he's no Big Joe Lualchul, and I think the loss of Big Joe and Huck Porty, that's massive. So in terms of, in the front court, like, that's going to be it's interesting to see how they go with that. If Marcus consistently can, uphold a really, really high standard that particularly someone like a Big Joe upheld. I think that'll be a challenge for them as well. But geez, like, they're right there. They'll be in the, if they're not in the top three, then it'll shock me. I like their depth. And then whenever you can bring someone like Ian Clark off the bench, well, you're going all right. And the Kings have certainly learnt that in the past with Ian's role with that franchise. Look, I think they're right there, but I've just got a feeling that they're not going to quite get the job done, and it'd be either Sydney or Perth who pips them.
Yeah, my questions with United really do stretch around the same thing that you both mentioned, the scoring, although I think Ian Clark will... It'll be interesting to see what role Ian Clark has at the start of the season compared to how he finishes up. Marcus Lee is going to be the big point, because to lose both Huck Porty and Lualchul is massive. And as good as Marcus Lee was in his first United stint, and he played a big role with the Jack Jumpers last year, I think he's got to be better than he has been. He's got to go to the next level in order for United to be able to cover that. But all things being equal, this is a team that is in win-now mode, and you've got Dean Vickham in there who just seems to find a way year in, year out. This is going to be a highly motivated team after not just the fact that they lost it, but how they lost it and who they lost it to. For me, Melbourne United are the second seed right now, at least pre-season. Going into it, and like I said, I expect them to be there at the end of the championship series. But geez, those battles with Sydney and with Perth across the season, they're going to be appointment viewing, Matt McQuaid.
They are, as they always have been since day one, really. So, yeah, really looking forward to those.